Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
Cause it's a new season, it's a new day, yeah, resting on you. I can feel it, it's flowing my way, oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season,
it's a new day.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. Praise God and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts this evening. Yes, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. And we give God all the praise, honor, and glory for another opportunity to share with you in the study of His all-powerful, all-sustaining word. There is nothing like the power and the presence of our God. So we just thank God for, as I said, for an opportunity to share in His word. Tonight we have a powerful woman of God in the house that is no stranger to New Seasons Ministries nor to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, and that is none other than Prophetess Cecile Cutchin. Hallelujah. We give praise to God for her, and I'll go ahead and share a little bit more about her momentarily, but before we do, I'd like to usher in the presence of the Lord with song, and I've reached back quite a bit for this one because it is entitled, "Jesus, I Love Calling Your Name," by none other than herself, Reverend Shirley Caesar. Lift it and be blessed.
Jesus,
Jesus,
oh
Amen. Praise God. Do you love calling his name? You can call his name anytime, day and night. His name is Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, the Son of the living God. His line, as my grandmother used to say, is never, ever busy. Praise God. You can call on him no matter what your situation or circumstance. You can call on the name of Jesus. And when you call on the name of Jesus, all you got to do is put your trust in him. I promise you he'll never fail you. And everything is going to be all right. As a matter of fact, it's going to be better than all right. Praise God. We give God all the praise. At this time, I'm going to turn the mic over to my beloved husband, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, who's going to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer, and then we will bring to the microphone none other than the anointed woman of the hour, Prophetess Cecile Cutchin.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you, we glorify your holy name on this hour, Lord. We thank you for what you're about to do through this vessel of honor, through the woman of God, Lord. And we thank God for your blessing. You are upon her, Lord, and you are anointing her, Lord, and you strengthen her, Lord, that she bring forth this mighty word of power, Father, for your people for such a time as this. And we thank you for it, Lord. Just have your way, Father. Enlighten our heart and mind and open our ears to receive the word on today, Father, Lord, and to increase our faith for the just shall live by faith, Lord. We thank you for it this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, it is time for the word. Seasons of Purpose listening audience, and it gives me great joy to be able to bring to the microphone tonight, again, none other than Prophetess Cecile Cutchin. Prophetess Cecile Cutchin is a minister, a writer. She's also the author of the book, Golden Nuggets. And many of you, if you've been with us for some time, she was on one of our broadcasts sharing information about her book. And it is a book of daily devotionals that will certainly feed and encourage and edify your spirit in the Lord. So we just give God praise for her. Hallelujah. And we thank God. And at this time, we're going to bring Prophetess Cecile Cutchin coming all the way from Washington, D.C. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, to the mic. Prophetess Cecile, are you there? Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I am here. I am
Amen.
Here. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God.
God bless you. And we're going to turn the mic over to you at this time. Go right ahead. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Let me pray a little bit. Father God, we ask that you would just be with me, cover me, keep me. Father God, that you will
yes.
have your will, not my will, but your will be done, that you may be glorified and edified out of everything that I say and I do on this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus'
amen.
Name, amen.
Amen. So, hello, saints of God, on tonight. I thank you, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, for this opportunity. And on
Amen.
Tonight, what God would have me to share with you all tonight is a question. And it's a bounce back from what my pastor preached on yesterday in regards to posture. So the question that God told me to ask you, saints, are, what is your posture? And I'll say that again.
Right.
What is your posture? And the main scripture is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And it states as such, and this is the King James Version. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, incontinent, fierce, dispersers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So what
Amen.
God is telling us is to avoid such people. We are to be
That's
God
right.
pleasers, not people pleasers.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So one of the things that I'm going to break down for you is the definition of posture. So the biblical definition of posture is that posture is the bodily attitudes assumed in the various parts of divine worship, whether public or private. No act, whatever, can be performed without the body taking some posture. This is the case in divine worship as well as in matters of less consequence. And the Google definition of posture, the noun version, is the position in which someone holds their body when standing or sitting. And the second one that they had in there for a noun is a particular way of dealing with or considering something, an approach or an attitude. And the verb version of the definition of posture, according to Google, is to behave in a way that is intended to impress or mislead. And the other one is a place or someone in a particular attitude or pose. So those are the definitions of posture. And when you think about posture, most of us think about the physical posture. Hallelujah. But we also have to take into consideration our spiritual posture. And one of the
Amen.
Things that the Bible says about position, it says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with a wicked or stand in the way of sinners or stand in the way that sinners take or sit in the company of mockers. And that's Psalms 1:1. And it said, it's easy to read over these words without thinking about the analogy David was making. But we see in this verse that there are three ways that we can err in our lives. So we have to be purposeful about what we do with our posture in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And another thing that they say is, in my study, it says that what does the Bible say about positioning yourself? So one of the things that the Bible said was 2 Timothy 3:1-5. And another one, it says to stand firm, hold your position and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or do not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. We as people
Amen.
Of God, we must stand and posture ourselves proud. Hold our heads up. Don't lean
mm-hmm.
over. Don't hunch over. We must be proud to be in the kingdom of God, to be in the army of God. Hallelujah. Because we
mm-hmm.
are children in God's army. Huh. We have
yeah.
favor. As they say, the fight is fixed. We win. Matayereko. The fight is fixed and we win. Now, it doesn't always feel good. It doesn't always feel like we're going to win. But people of God, we win. Hallelujah. Glory be
yeah.
to God. We know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So he is a dream killer. Ha, Mata. He is a dream
yeah.
killer. However, God gave us that dream. God gives us vision. And
mm-hmm.
we must stand on the word of God. God cannot lie. Ha. He cannot lie.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stand on the word of God. Because
Amen.
God's
Amen.
Word is true. It is
mm-hmm.
true. Another question
yes.
to ask is, what is your posture towards God?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
God
Amen.
Is our Father. He is always there for us. So it says your heart should be in a posture of complete surrender. Do you know how to surrender completely? We as people of God, especially us women, we like to, as I say, make it better. We always want to make sure things are good. So we always putting our hands to things. And a lot of times we should just surrender to God. God don't need our help. He got it.
No,
he got us.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was going
mm-hmm.
to do for us and our plan for our lives when we were in our mother's womb. He don't need our help. A place
right.
of surrender is to lift your hands up to the heavens. Lift your hands up to God and say, God, I surrender. Because
Amen.
Every time we put our hands to it, we mess it up. And God is always fixing up our mess. So we
Amen.
Thank God for always fixing up our mess. Hallelujah. Glory
yeah.
to God. We must be in a place of humility, a place of adoration, and a place of faith. A surrendered,
mm-hmm.
and humble, surrendered and humble heart tells God that you are releasing control to him. Glory be to God. A heart
Amen.
Of adoration acknowledges who God was and is and will be. A faithful
mm-hmm.
heart lets God know that you trust him and to keep you. Do you trust God?
Mm-hmm.
We must
mm-hmm.
trust the Father with everything in our lives. Hallelujah. When you
Amen.
Come to the end of yourself, my God, when you come to the
mm-hmm.
end of yourself, that's when we turn everything over to God. It would be a little
mm-hmm.
bit easier on us if we would surrender from the beginning. instead of going through the hard places, going through things, trying to fix it and make it better ourselves. Surrender to God.
Yes.
God can always and always does do it better than what we can do. So we need to surrender. We need to be in a posture of surrender. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One thing that we need to do is, and my son and I were on our way. I'm going to tell you a funny story. My son and I were on our way to a funeral of a friend of mine. And there was a song that I was listening to. I'm also a psalmist. I love to sing. There was a song that I was listening to on my CD in my car. And it says, your praise is your weapon. Your praise is your weapon. And I'm listening and I'm singing and I'm driving. Listening, singing, and driving. And you know how we do, people of God. We have a heavy foot from time to time. So I'm listening and I'm singing and I'm driving. I'm worshiping, going through the mountains. Hallelujah. Singing, worshiping, going through the mountains. And my son was just about to say to me, Ma, see you going. Watch your speed. And what did I hear? I heard some sirens. I was like, oh, my God. So we need to be mindful. Sometimes we can get caught up in our worship. But if we're in our car, thanks to God, we also must be mindful of the rules of the road. Hallelujah. We still have to be law keepers when we're in our cars. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I was worshiping my way through the mountains, hallelujah, on my way to give my condolences to my friend and her family. But we must also be keepers of the law, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I had to, since I was not being a keeper of the law at that time, I had to face those consequences in Jesus' name, hallelujah.
All right, now.
So another thing that we must do, as I was alluding to, is worship. That's another posture. We must be in a posture of worship. We must worship and praise our way through things. Our praise is our weapon. I tell you that cool. Our praise and our worship is our weapon. Prayer is a form of communication with God, and people communicate with more than just their words. Body posture serves as an important way to communicate non-verbally with God, or so we must be communicate non-verbally as well. We communicate verbally, but we must also communicate non-verbally. We can choose to kneel during worship as we demonstrate our attitude of humility. And Mater says all the time, and this is what his dad used to say, Prophet Rogers, his dad, Elder Rogers, used to say, humble is the way. So we must always be humble and not be haughty. Hallelujah. Not be pride, because pride becomes before the fall. We can sometimes be prideful, but pride comes before the fall. So we must remember to be humble. We must remember to surrender. Hallelujah. We must also be in a posture, be in a spiritual posture. And a good spiritual posture reveals our alignment with God. Hallelujah. We must always want to be in alignment with God, not out of alignment. Hallelujah. God, our Father, came out. He left the 99 and will go after the one. That is some kind of love. Hallelujah. God gave his only son, Jesus, for us, for our sins. So we must stay in alignment with the Father who knows what's best for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So body posture serves as an important way to communicate. Hallelujah. And it reveals the alignment with God. We must stay in alignment with God. The postural muscles of a believer who closely follows God, even in the midst of their trials, will reveal their faith by their alignment to God's will. We must stay in alignment to God's will. And the way that we know God's will is to study his word. As it says in the word, study to show us proof, the workman that needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So we must rightly divide the word of truth, which is our Bible, which is our basic instruction before leaving the earth. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So we must study the word. A believer who does not wait on God is out of alignment with God and demonstrates a poor spiritual posture. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We want to have good posture. Hallelujah. Good spiritual posture. Hallelujah. Good body posture as well. But more important, good spiritual posture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
And there are five different postures of prayer. Hallelujah. And the five different postures are standing, kneeling, bowing, lifting your eyes to heaven, lying prostrate, and raising your hands. Hallelujah. These are several different ways, the several different postures of prayer. Prayer changes things, saints. My God, my God. I'm a living, walking, talking witness that prayer changes things. Hallelujah. We need to remember that we can pray about any and about everything. Hallelujah. And God will, God will hear our prayer, but we must go to him in sincerity. Hallelujah. We must go to God in sincerity and with the right posture. We must stay in the right alignment with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that the will of God, hallelujah, can be done, as it said, in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. So it's already done in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. For it to be done here on earth, we must align correctly with God and his will and his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Another form of posture is, as we said before, is the humble posture. And again, it's not, we cannot be prideful. We cannot be thinking that we're right all the time. One of the faults of man is that we have to be right about any and everything. We just got to be right. No, what we have to do is to be humble. We have to be humble. We have to be able to be used by God. Hallelujah. So God is the right way. God is the one who we need to follow. God is the one who we need to stay in alignment with. Hallelujah. So there's a song that says, let the work that I've done speak for me. Our lives should speak for us without even opening up our mouths. People should be able to look at our lives. That's part of your posture. Look at our lives and see that we are children of the Most High God, that we live according to the scriptures, that we live according to the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we are humble, that we are prayerful, that we listen and we follow instructions without hesitation. One of the things that my pastor was talking about a couple Sundays ago is how when in Sodom and Gomorrah, hallelujah, Lot got the word that he needed to leave. Take your family and leave. But he was so disobedient. He was hesitant. He was so hesitant that the angels had to grab him by the hand and pull him out of Sodom and Gomorrah. We must not be hesitant about the word and the will of God. We must not be hesitant about what God has instructed us to do. We must move expeditiously to get to stay in alignment with the will of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And his wife was so, Lot's wife was so stuck in Sodom and Gomorrah. She was so stuck in her past that she turned around, and God told them to go forward. He didn't say go back. He said go forward. And she turned around and turned into a pillar of salt because she was so stuck in her past. Glory be to God. So we must be stuck in alignment with God and stay in alignment with God. Hallelujah. So that we do not get the repercussions of going backwards, because God is telling us to go forward, people of God, not go back, go forward. You can't stay in the will of God and go backwards. You can't revert back to what God is taking you out of And another thing that, another scripture that comes to mind is when people try to go back to what God has taken them out of, it's like going back into the vomit of the hog. You don't, vomit is nasty. Why would you want to go back into the vomit that God is taking you out of? We need to stay clean and stay within the world, within the will of God. My God,
amen.
Not in the world, but do what God would have us to do. His will, he knows what's best for us. Hallelujah. It doesn't always feel good, but it's good for us, and it's good to us, and it's for the betterment of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. So I also looked up good posture for the physical body. And in the physical, they said that there are two types of posture for your body. There is dynamic posture, and that is how you should hold yourself when you're moving, like when you're walking, running, or bending over to pick up something. Hallelujah, because we know if you are not in right posture with that, with your physical body, that you can hurt something. You can hurt your back. You can hurt your knees. So we need to be in good physical posture. Another type of posture, they said, is static posture. It's how you hold yourself when you're not moving, like when you're sitting, standing, or sleeping. And they said it's important to make sure that you have good dynamic and static posture. And it says the key to good posture is the position of your spine. Your spine has three natural curves at your neck, mid-back, and at your lower back. And it says correct posture should maintain these curves, but not increase them. Your head should be above your shoulders, and the top of your shoulders should be over the hips. And it says, how can your posture affect your health? Well, your posture can affect your health. I mean, it can be bad for your health. Poor posture can be bad for your health. So that's why they tell you to stop slouching or slumping over, because that can be bad for your health. It can misalign your musculoskeletal system, just like we were talking about being out of alignment with God. You can misalign your musculoskeletal system by being out of good posture, by being in poor posture. Hallelujah. You can wear away at your spine, making it more fragile and prone to injury. And you know, as we get to be, as I call it, a little more seasoned, hallelujah, that our bones are not as sturdy and strong as they are when we're younger. So we have do things to steady our bones, to stay in alignment, so that we won't have as much wear and tear on our bones as we get a little more seasoned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Poor posture can also cause neck, shoulder, and back pain. And you will see some people who are bent over with what they call scoliosis. Hallelujah. So as you have poor posture, it decreases your flexibility. We all know as we get a little more seasoned, we are not as flexible as we used to be, because when we're older, we can do those splits. We can, you know, we can jump a little more. We can ride the bikes. You know, we can do little things we can do. We're more flexible. But when we get a little more older, a little more seasoned, we can't do those things we used to do when we were younger. That's the same thing with your posture of your mind. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We cannot posture ourselves to do the dumb things we used to do when we were younger, the things we used to do before we got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. We have to posture ourselves in the things of God. We have to posture our minds in the thing of God. Hallelujah, in the things of God. Hallelujah. As it says in the word, God will keep us in perfect peace if we would keep our mind stayed on him. Everything begins with a thought. Hallelujah. So we must posture our minds to stay focused on the things of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Poor posture can also affect how well our joints move. That's why a lot of us, when we get a little more seasoned, if we do our exercises sometimes we have to get some Bengay and some other things to help with our joints with the pain, because it tends to be a little pain because we're not as young as we used to be. Hallelujah. And even as we get a little older, our posture with our stomachs, with our intestines, it's harder to digest food. And sometimes we can't even tolerate things and foods like we used to. 99 developed an allergic reaction to shrimp. Now, I used to love shrimp, but as of 1999, shrimp don't love me no more. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I was hurt. But I thank God for being able to have other things, for God still keeping me, for God still covering me with my intestines and giving me other options. Because sometimes, people of God, we tend to get stuck. Our mindset tends to get stuck. Our spiritual posture tends to get stuck. Mm-hmm. And we tend to do things even in the house of God as we come in. And a lot of times we'll come in and we'll get stuck in this posture of coming in, doing praise and worship, doing three songs, collecting the offering, doing the service, having the word given, and then going home. What about letting God have his way? Excuse me. What about letting God have his way? Let the Holy Ghost move. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not have you can have a set agenda, because there needs to be some type of alignment. There needs to be some type of structure. But when the Holy Ghost falls and falls heavy in the place, it will change all of your plans. God knows what's best for you. And it's best to be in the sweet presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Is nothing like it. Hey. It's nothing like being in the presence of God and letting God have his will and his way in the atmosphere. Hey, hallelujah, nothing like it. So we thank God for posture. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. One of the things they said with poor posture, it can also make it harder to breathe. Hallelujah. And it brings me back to when God breathed into Adam and out of clay and made man. Hallelujah. Let God breathe into you. Let the James Cleveland song, breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord breathe into you, saints. It's nothing like it, the refreshing breath of the Lord breathing on you, breathing in you, breathing through you, and using you to breathe on others. Breathe stress off people. Breathe healing on people. The breath of the Lord is able to do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can do nothing in our own strength. My God, there's nothing like the breath of the Lord breathing on you, breathing through you. What is your posture? What is your posture, people of God? Can God use you? Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it says, how can you improve your posture in general? It says, be mindful of your posture during everyday activities like TV, washing the dishes, or walking. Hallelujah. And it says to stay active. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We must stay active with our physical bodies, but especially with our spiritual bodies. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Stay active in your spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let God activate you. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Let God activate you to do the will of God in the kingdom of God so that the people of God can get blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can use certain type of exercises to stay active in your body. But you can also use certain type of exercises to stay active in your spirit.
Yes.
Prime example, reading the Word of God. when you get up in the morning, ask God, God, what is it that you would have me to do today? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can stay active in our spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Another thing they say to improve your posture is to maintain a healthy weight. We as people of God, hallelujah, we like even Americans in general, just Americans, especially those of us who come from the country, who have a country background, who have country parents and grandparents, hallelujah, we like to eat. Glory be to God. Amen. I like to eat. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we sometimes overindulge, but gluttony is a sin. Hallelujah. So we need to the extra weight that we've picked up, hallelujah, from the extra food that we have eaten, we need to do away with it because it's not healthy for our bodies. And these are the temples that God has given to us, so we must posture ourselves, hallelujah, to maintain a good, healthy temple, to maintain a good, healthy weight, to maintain. We cannot do what God needs us to do in the kingdom if we're too overweight. Hallelujah. We must maintain a healthy weight so that we can do what we need to do in the spirit, in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We have to be able to get down on the floor with that person and tarry. We have to be able to get down on the floor with that person and pray that demon out of that person. We have to be able to move as God would have us to move. So what do we have to do? We have to maintain a healthy weight, maintain a healthy spirit, so we can do the will of God. Hallelujah. Maintain a healthy posture. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another thing they say to improve our posture is to wear comfortable low-heeled shoes. Now, we as women, and I know I'm one of them, back in the day, I used to wear my 5 and my 6-inch heels, walking around Children's Hospital. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But as I tore my quadricep in 2013, I had to use wisdom. I had to have surgery, and I had to use wisdom. And even to today, I can't right now get into those 5 and 6 inch heels. Hallelujah. Need to give some of them away. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had to come down and use wisdom. Hallelujah. And we must use wisdom and wear our tennis shoes so we can be comfortable and exercise. Now, it's not good to go try to exercise. Wisdom tells us not to try to exercise and 3, 4, 5, and 6 inch heels. Hallelujah. We need to wear tennis shoes, the exercise shoes, the exercise in. Hallelujah. So we can be, otherwise we will be off balance and we will injure ourselves. So we have to have the right posture. To exercise, we have to have the right posture to minister in. We must have the right posture as we go to people, and we must have the right posture as we go to God in and ask God for strength to do his will here on the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because that's another way that we can posture ourselves in our bodies. Hallelujah, Jesus, which are the temples that God has given to us. We have to take care of these temples. We must posture ourselves to be good to the temples that God has given us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God, glory be to God. And what this report also states, that you can improve your posture when sitting. And it says one way that you can improve your posture is to switch your seating positions often. Hallelujah. We must also switch our spiritual positions often to make sure that we are in alignment with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To stay in alignment with God, in his will and his way. To stay in alignment by frequently reading the word of God. Checking ourselves with the word of God to make sure that we are right in alignment, right posture. And if we're not, to switch our posture, hallelujah, so that we are in right alignment, hallelujah. It says to also take brief walks around your office and home. Hallelujah. And that's a simple thing that you can do, that we can do. Hallelujah. We can also take a walk, hallelujah, Jesus, down the memory lane of God. Hallelujah. Take a walk, checking yourself. Hallelujah. To make sure that we are right in alignment with the word of God. Hallelujah. So walk down the scriptures. Walk down the scriptures of the Bible to make sure that you're in alignment with God's will and God's way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And if we're not, then make that adjustment. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Another way they say that to improve your posture is to gently stretch your muscles every so often to help relieve muscle tension. Hallelujah. We can also stretch our spiritual muscles by speaking in tongues. Mata yerektiko. Hallelujah. Speak in tongues.
Yes.
Stretch that spiritual muscle. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Stretch your spiritual muscle. Hallelujah. By laying hands on people with the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't do anything without the will of God. Don't do anything unless God tells you. Hallelujah. Stretch that muscle in listening and following God's instruction. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Another thing they say to improve your posture is don't cross your legs, to keep your feet on the floor and with your knees, with your ankles in front of your knees. Hallelujah. Another way don't cross God. Don't cross his will. Don't cross his way. Do what he said will do. Do what he tells you to do. Hallelujah. Don't cross God. Don't mix up his words. Hallelujah. His word is true. His word is clear. Follow his word clearly. Hallelujah. Don't listen to the snake in the garden, the serpent in the garden. Hallelujah. You're talking about, did God really say? You know what God says. Don't listen to the serpent. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do what God says. Do. Don't cross your leg. Don't cross up God's words. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't cross up God's instruction. Hallelujah. Follow what God said. Do. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to God. His word is true. His word is clear. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. And if it's not clear, stand still. Stand still until God's word is clear. Till his instruction is clear. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Another way they say to improve your posture is to relax your shoulders. Hallelujah. They should not be rounded or pulled backward. Hallelujah. So relax yourself and relax your body in the word of God. Mata yerededektiko. Relax. Rely on the word of God. Mata yedekosata. Relax and rely on the word of God. Hallelujah. God, as long as you relax, that's your body posture for the will of God, to relax in the word, to rely on the word of God. You know God's word is true. Hallelujah. So relax and rely on the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. It says also to keep your elbows and close to your body. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Keep your elbows close to your body. So keep your elbows close, your hands close, your body close to the will of God. How do you keep it close? By studying the will of God. It says in the word, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray the will of God. Study the will of God, hallelujah, so that you can be in right alignment, so that your elbows, your arms, your head, your heart can be in right alignment with the will of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It says also to make sure that your back is fully supported. Who got your back, people of God? God got your back. As long as you stand upright in the will of God, do not slump over. Do not bow down to what Satan says do and people who are not following God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Stand in the will of God. Stand with your head held up. Hallelujah. Stand in upright posture on the will and the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't dumb yourself down to make yourself look good to other people. We are to be God pleasers, not people pleasers, but God pleasers. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we stand in the full support of the will and the word of God. Hallelujah. With our heads held up. Hallelujah. And we stand, as it says in Ephesians 6, and the full armor of God. Hallelujah. With your breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So you stand in the will of God. You stand in the word of God. You stand in the armor of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And it says, make sure that your thighs and your hips are supported. When you stand in the will of God, when you stand in the armor of God, hallelujah, when you stand in the posture of God, hallelujah, Jesus, when you study the word and the will of God, hallelujah, you will be in right posture. Mata ye de course. When you don't dumb down for people, but you stand upright, hallelujah, with your head upright in your word of God, hallelujah, God will support you. My God, God will be in your front, your back, and your sides, hallelujah. God's got your back, people of God. We must just stand in the will of God and move when God says move without hesitation. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for being in right alignment with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. In right alignment with you, for standing up straight and tall. Hallelujah, for keeping our shoulders back. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. Glory be to God for putting our stomachs in. Hallelujah, Jesus. For putting our weight mostly on the balls of our feet, Father God. So we put our weight on you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We stand, hallelujah, Jesus, in the will of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to your name, God. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We stand in the will of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you're just so worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're just so worthy, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for keeping us. Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we love you. We praise you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify your name, Father God. For it is in you, Father God, that we live, move, and have our being. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, you're worthy of all the praise. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of all the glory, Father God. We thank you for your temple, Father God, that you have given to us, Father God. We thank you for being in right posture with you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. As you lead us and you guide us in the path of righteousness, you said in your word, Father God, that the steps of a righteous man are ordered. So we thank you for ordering our steps, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for good posture in you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God, for we love you with every ounce of our being, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God, have us to continue to walk upright in you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. There's none like you, Father God. There's none like you, Father God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Father God, as they say, victory in Jesus. No one can hinder me. No more chains and no more shackles, because God has set me free. No devil. I will not listen to your lies anymore. They're hindering and they're binding. I won't go back no more. So, Father God, we thank you for good posture. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for good posturing you, Father God, as we stay in alignment with you, Father God, by reading our Bible, our basic instruction before leaving the earth, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. As we surrender our temples to you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, so that you can use them as you see fit, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. Glory to your name, Father God, so that you can be glorified, so that you can be edified in everything that we say and do, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. Let the lives that we live speak for us, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And show to the world that we are children of the Most High God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We surrender it all to you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is your posture? That's the question for tonight. What is your posture? Hallelujah. And I surrender the mic back over to you, Pastor Whitehurst. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Hallelujah. What is your posture?
Yes.
Powerful word. Oh, yes. We give God the praise for Prophetess Cecile Cutchin tonight. What is your posture?
Yes.
Oh, we can stand up right now. We know how to stand upright in the Lord because she has shared with us the strategy for having a posture, an upright posture in the Lord as we stand. It just resonates spirit shared that your spiritual posture, it reveals your alignment with God. Your spiritual posture reveals alignment with God. And it was just, it just kind of came home to me. Why? Because when your wheels on your vehicle are out of alignment, but when that's the same thing that is your spiritual posture, is out of alignment. Oh, my brothers and sisters, in for a rocky ride of this life. Line your word, your posture up in the word of God, as Prophetess Cecile shared tonight, being able to maintain a healthy posture, a healthy spiritual posture in the Lord, then you are going to be all right. Oh, yes, you will. You'll be able to run this race with endurance. And you will be able to win. So we give God praise.
Hallelujah. Buffet of the word of God. I'm telling you, nothing lasts throughout the week. Amen. Talking about a posture of the word, being in alignment with the word of God, with the will of God. Amen. She broke it down. It was good. Amen. Good word. Power, matter word. A word that needed for right now. Word. Thank God for the anointing from the woman of God.
Amen. We're going to go ahead and briefly open the lines up. We're going to take a few moments. If you like to share in this word, you want to have some words of encouragement for the woman of God, or you'd like to share in this word as it resonated in your spirit, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and we will bring you into the studio. Prophetess Cecile Cutchin asking the question tonight, what is your posture? Hallelujah. Amen. Caller, praise God. Your last 4 digits are 3258. 3258. Just a second. I opened the line up there already. Oh, that's Cecile. Your last 4 digits are 6769. 6769. Go right ahead, please.
I tell you, we praise God for the word tonight.
Amen.
Hello, caller 6769.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. We can now. Go right ahead, please.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God for the word tonight. We thank God for the prophet Cecilia Cutchin for bringing the word tonight. On the posture, you know, it's something about that posture that is so important, especially our posture in the way we live our life. And I just thank God for her bringing out the word of God, how we should, how our posture tell on us, you know. And she had me chuckling about that speed ticket. I mean, oh, she didn't say she got a ticket now, but how that, how she was with her son, how she, you know, was into the word of God and put that foot on the pedal to the metal. And so I just thank God. I just wanted to come on in and just say thank God for the word tonight. And it has blessed my heart, and I pray that it has blessed others. And praise God for the woman of God and for this broadcast, Pastor Whitehurst. Praise God.
Praise God.
God for you, Elder Lisa.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, for those comments. Oh, yes. Praise God. Yes, we give him the praise and thank God for the woman of God tonight. Amen. Is there another? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Yes, hallelujah. What is your posture? Well, my, that's a question that we all need to be mindful of, what especially in these last days. You need to be able to stay and stand upright in the Lord. That's the only way that we will be able to survive.
And do a self-examination. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. We're going to go ahead and close the broadcast out. If there is anyone on the line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, what an awesome word to be able to get into right standing. So that your posture will be holy before the Lord. This is an awesome word. So we ask that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 10:9-10 makes it so plain. The word of God says that all you have to do is just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. So all you have to do is just say a simple prayer that, Lord God, I am a sinner. I ask that you come into my life and take charge of my life. I know, I believe, and I know that you are the Son of the living God, and that you came to this world and you lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. And I thank you, and I ask you to come into my life, take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed, oh, yes, but that simple prayer, you have just positioned yourself in right posture and right alignment with God and in the word of God. And you are now saved. We welcome you into the body of Christ and the kingdom of God. Your name written down into the Lamb's book of life, never to be erased. Hallelujah. So reach out to us if you made that prayer, said that prayer tonight. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to go ahead and ask Prophetess Cecile Cutchin if she would come back to the mic and close us out in prayer tonight. Again, Prophetess Cutchin, thank you for that powerful word.
Amen.
And we give God all the glory and praise for you in Jesus' name. Oh, hold on one moment. We have one other caller. Caller, your last four digits are 2813. We see you. We don't want to miss you tonight. Praise God. Hold on for us. Go right ahead. Caller 2813.
Praise God, everyone. I'm my friend Cecilia Cutchins. She did a phenomenal job breaking it down, the posture. It was a wonderful. She did an excellent, phenomenal job, as I said. I thank God for giving her that platform. She just blew my mind how she broke it down. And, yes, she's a psalmist, and she will I'll sing you now. But she does have a heavy foot when she's singing. So, yes, but the posture of the Lord is very important, and how she broke it down is excellent. So I thank God for everyone being on the line, and I'm so proud of you, sis.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sister, for that word of encouragement for Prophetess Cutchin tonight. Whoa, yes, she broke it down. Yes, yes, and it was a very, very precious and powerful word. We thank God for her and thank God for you.
All right, Prophetess Cecile, the mic is yours. Would you please close us out in prayer? Hold on for me one moment. Okay, there you are. We got you back live into the studio. Prophetess Cecile, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can now. Can right ahead.
Hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We give
yes,
you all
Lord.
Praise, honor, and can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. We give you all praise, honor, and glory that is due your name, Father
yes.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for Pastor's White Horse opening
yes.
up the platform. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father
yes.
God,
yes,
so that
Lord.
People can be blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name,
mm-hmm.
Father God. We ask that
yes.
as they pour out, Father God, that you would refill them, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father
yes.
God, we thank you, Father God, for them, Father God. Hallelujah, in their ministry, Father God, as they pour
yes.
out to others, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Father God, and I pray that everyone who was on the line this evening was blessed by the word that you had given, Father God, to
yes.
be given out to the people on this evening, Father God. Father God, I ask that you would just continue to cover and keep everyone on the line this evening and their families, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus,
yes.
Father God, that you will give us all a merited, miraculous favor, Father God, and that our posture, Father God, will be pleasing to you, Father God, that we will be in right alignment with you, Father God, so that we can hear you clearly, Father God, and quickly
yes.
do what you instruct us to do, Father God. So, Father God, again, we thank you, we praise you, we adore you, we magnify, we glorify your name, and we surrender all to you, Father God. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God again
thank God
for the woman of God tonight
yes,
and the word
yes,
of God
yes.
that has gone forth.
Yes.
Allow this word, what is your posture, to resonate within your spirit
yes.
as you go throughout this week. God bless you. We love you. And
to
God
be
all the glory.
Glory.
Good night and have a blessed week.
All I require. look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can you see his glory? For I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can you see his glory?
Thank you. but it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. Only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall?
No weapon formed Created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.